Chapter 33. "Pull over here, Christoph," said Hurst, gesturing at the side of the road. Christoph did as he was told. "You guys stay put," he said. The second Outlander drove by, and Hurst pointed for them to park up. He walked away from the SUV before calling Javier. It wasn't the sort of call that he wanted the others to hear.
"Tell me you have it," said Javier.
"Sorry, she wasn't there."
"How could she not be there?"
"There was some sort of fuck-up," said Hurst. "The girl's phone was there, and the watch, but there were two guys in the house, and they came at us with machetes, so we had to deal with them."
"No great loss," said Javier.
"It gets worse," said Hurst. "As we were leaving the house, three guys approached us. Two of them were armed, plain clothes, but they had guns. We had to shoot to protect ourselves."
"Your team is okay?"
"We lost one man, Mackenzie."
"The men who shot you, were they cops?"
"I don't think so," said Hurst. "In the UK, the cops always identify themselves when they pull out their weapons, even the ones working undercover. These guys just pulled out their guns."
"And what happened?"
"They were outmanned and outgunned. They didn't stand a chance."
"They were probably MI5,
said Javier.
"They are also looking for the girl."
"So, what do you want to do now?" asked Hurst.
"We wait," said Javier. "Unless you have any idea where she might go?"
"She'll be lying low somewhere," said Hurst. "She's clearly not going to go back to Thames House."
"As soon as I get the location from you, I will tell you.
In the meantime, I suggest you move closer to Thames House. If they send someone out to check on Flores, I will be told.
I want you and your men close by.
I want to talk to my wife and my daughter."
"Listen to me, and listen to me carefully. If you do not take care of this matter, you will never see your wife or daughter again. You have my word on that."
Javier ended the call. Hurst gritted his teeth. He wanted to throw back his head and scream his frustration at the night sky, but such an outward display of emotion wasn't an option. Not when he needed to keep the respect of his team. He took a long, slow, deep breath. He wanted nothing more than to be able to put two rounds in the head of the man he knew only as Javier. But in his heart, he knew that it would never happen. Javier was too cunning and too well protected. All he could do was to perform the tasks he was given, and hopefully he and his family would at some point be together again. He put the phone away.